I thank you for being brave and courageous to come out tonight, knowing we never know what the weather is going to be, but to know that it's great that we have people here, and especially welcome to Father Bob Tillman, one of the Jesuits right next door, who's with us to come celebrate. So grateful that he's here. What I'd like to do just for a moment is to kind of, this helps me think about these holy days, the sacred Triduum. But the writer Jerry Welty kind of describes certain steps that are essential of these holy days. Mindful that really Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and the Easter Vigil are really a season of holiness by themselves. But Christ is obviously the one present. But he says that we ought to think about, first of all, that Holy Week started this past weekend with Palm Sunday, knowing that we were watching and walking with the Lord as he entered Jerusalem. And then to know that tonight, Holy Thursday, we come in prayer, but we come knowing that Christ invites us to the table. Because this is the night that we understand and recall not only the Passover, but how the Passover became the Lord's Supper. And so Jesus invites us to the table. And then to think that tomorrow is Good Friday, that we are also called to follow and take up the cross as Jesus. And then to know that Holy Saturday and Easter Sunday then lead us not only to the tomb, but on the journey that Jesus said that you are to go to Galilee. So we're really beginning this important journey together, knowing at times Holy Thursday is called Maundy Thursday because of the great command that Jesus gave that we just heard in the gospel to wash one another's feet, to reveal love and humility and yet care for one another. But it's also an invitation for us, I believe, that as we listen to the second reading today from Paul, and sometimes I think it's easy to forget that once in a while that even Paul's letters that he wrote are older than the Gospels. And this is one of the times where his letter to the Corinthians about the Eucharist, they think is one of the oldest references to the Eucharist. And again, Paul says, I share with you what's been handed down, but this memory of Jesus saying, take this, eat it, take this, drink of it, and then remember me. And in some ways, Jesus is also giving us maybe a secondary command that as we celebrate the Eucharist and recall this saving act, this sacrifice, this gift of Christ poured out, that we too are invited to not only remember, but then to receive this gift with a sense of honor and devotion and gratitude. Another way to think about this command of not only doing this or remembering what Jesus did, I believe it's 5 years ago, but to know that Jesus in the gospel said, you know, remember me as you do these things. It was the great, remarkable, and incredible pro Laker basketball player Kobe Bryant who died about 5 years ago, right during Lent, during COVID days. And if anybody knows, many of you know that he was a Catholic. He was very faithful to church. But they asked him before he died, some time before, and they asked him, what do you want to be remembered about or for? And he says, I want to be remembered as a player who didn't waste any moments, didn't waste a day, and to know that I feel blessed with God's given talent, and I never took it for granted. But when we remember not only this person, but especially Jesus, because he too was a follower and went to Mass, that we are called to remember what Christ wants us also to be. Faithful disciples, courageous enough sometimes to serve. You know, and to serve, it also means that we have to be nourished. And thus Jesus gave us the Eucharist as this holy, sacred food that had mysterious power and grace to help us not only serve one another in church, but especially live like the corporal or spiritual works of mercy in the world, and to show dignity and respect to others and help to those who truly lack. We then reveal Christ in the best of ways with love as Jesus did. And so, my friends, as we began these sacred days, my hope is that as we pray and think about the loving example of Christ, that our minds and hearts may be lifted up, but also that as we even partake in a couple moments, if you desire to wash feet or participate in that process, to think about Christ also empowering you with your own feet to follow him in love, in ways of honoring another, with respect, and then also with a sense of awareness of Christ who's with us to the end. May we do this in remembrance of him and know that he's not only present, but he is one who offers us the saving cup that brings us to his highest treasure, the gift of salvation and eternal life.